Glory, hallelujah.
Sporting their signature red hats and purple clothing, more than 1,000 women recently gathered in St. Louis, Missouri for the Red Hat Society's International Convention. Their only goal? To prove aging can be fun. It all began 9 years ago with a red hat and a poem. In 1997, founder Sue Ellen gave her friend Linda Murphy a bright red fedora and a poem that begins with, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me." The dashing red hats began to spread among their friends, and the Red Hat Society was born.
The idea was to do this with five people, and I didn't realize that the kind of thing, the fun that we had and the kind of thing that happened, that giggly little girl dress up whole thing, would appeal to everybody that age group. Some
of you. The society now has thousands of chapters worldwide with more than 110,000 members, creating a truly international sisterhood. Founding member Linda Murphy.
Many times we'll almost pinch ourselves and say, how did this happen? How did this grow so fast? It's overwhelming. Sometimes it's perplexing. And then when you really start to think about it, I think we are now speaking for many, many women.
Sabrina Contreras is a mother of three and a businesswoman. She identifies with the society's mission.
I'm part of the Red Hat Society. I have been for over 4 years. And what I really was interested in, the message, and that's making a difference for women, changing the perception of aging.
What do the Red Hatters do at the conventions and other events? The official answer is nothing except have fun.
So we are going to laugh tonight. You will all feel so, so good after you do. The first thing I want to tell you, children laugh like 400 times a day. We have it honed down to a fine 10, 15, and it's kind of like this. We're going to laugh tonight, though.
Dr. Maxine is a semi-famous laughter therapist, as she calls herself. Her prescription for people's day-to-day woes is a healthy dose of humor. Calling itself a disorganization, the Red Hat Society is almost free of any rules except one, donning the red hat.
Now, this hat I made, and I brought it here today. And isn't that wonderful? And you must remember, you wear your hat with hatitude.
The society is achieving its mission to gain visibility for aging women. President Bush and Laura Bush signed a letter of congratulations for the convention. There is even a musical theater production about this unique group.
I just hope that it continues to grow across the world and unite women. It's a great way to connect with women from other countries. We've got women here from other countries, but we have got the internet now, and we've got ways to find each other. And I just hope it continues to be a really positive force.
Watching Sue Ellen and these red hat daughters, mothers, and grandmothers hit the dance floor, people may have reason to anticipate old age with excitement after all. Elaine Liu, VOA News.